A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. I've been playing at Sudoku for several years now, and I mean playing at it. My strategy, which was largely unsuccessful, was to put in the numbers that were certain and then to guess the rest. Several weeks ago, I had a breakthrough. Instead of guessing, if I worked each row, column, or square very carefully and very thoroughly, I would discover enough of the numbers so that everything else would then fall into place. I learned that Sudoku is not about guessing. It's about persistence and thoroughness. This is what I think this reading from the first letter of John is all about. We don't have to guess about God. We don't have to guess about love. We have Jesus to show us very concretely what love is, and by extension, what God is. John tells us that Jesus is life, divine life given to us freely. If we take the time and look carefully at Jesus' actions, we see a life full of feeding and healing and freeing, a life of welcoming, a life designed to make us whole, a life revolving around love. John encourages us to love one another, and in this also we do not have to guess. We love others in the way that Jesus did, feeding, healing, freeing, teaching, helping others to see the beauty that God sees in each of us. This takes persistence and determination. Now, when I'm working my Sudoku rows and columns and squares, I'm reminded to use the same persistence and dedication to reach out to others in love, just as God reached out to us through Jesus. And each time I finish a game, no matter how challenging, I remember that God continues to love each one of us, regardless of how challenging that might be.